In 2006, I was named, now just brace yourselves here, I was named one of the 55 good things about West Virginia. Huh? Come on. Sure, it was 11 years ago, and I'm still living on it. And it wasn't even great things. It wasn't like the top 10 thing. It was just one of the good things. And then so they picked one thing from each county. And then I was like halfway down the list, which was pretty infuriating to me. I thought, you know, but then I realized that the list was alphabetical, so I didn't feel so bad after that. But as a result of that, I was asked to be, wait for it, the commencement speaker at the high school from which I had graduated. Yeah, and by this time, okay, I had been telling stories for quite some time, and I had things under my belt. I had been a featured speaker at the National Storytelling Festival. I had been a featured speaker at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. I had been a featured speaker at, you know, the Timpanogos Storytelling Festival. So I had the big head, and when I was asked to speak at the to give the commencement speech, I was like, yeah, you know, like it's about time somebody asked me to speak at a commencement speech. Finally, my skills have been recognized, and now they're bringing me to young people to inspire young people to go out into, yes, thank you very much, I will be there. I hung up the phone. I thought to myself, this is an important occasion in my life, and for once, maybe I should prepare.